When rules break down, what compliance failures cost small business owners hook? What if the thing most likely to sink your business isn't a bad product or a slow market? It's a rule you didn't even know existed? This week's global headlines make that threat impossible to ignore. And the cost is way bigger than a fine. Context. Right now in July 2026, compliance failures are making front page news across three continents. An Australian retailer just lost 9% of its stock value in a single day. Russia's largest e-commerce platform is getting its warehouses destroyed because of supply chain concentration risk. And a nuclear deal is moving forward without international safeguards. For entrepreneurs at Skip, these aren't distant problems. They're a mirror showing exactly what happens when governance gets treated as someone else's job. First, a candle company just learned the hardest way that product compliance is non-negotiable. Australia's Dust Group got hit with federal court proceedings after supplying 66,453 non-compliant products across 29 product lines, all failing mandatory button battery safety standards. One day. 9% stock drop. No marketing budget fixes that. If you're sourcing physical products, ask yourself right now, do you have a documented process to verify mandatory safety standards before goods hit shelves? Second, Wildberries. Russia's version of Amazon has had its warehouses struck multiple times by Ukrainian drones, injuring workers and disrupting the country's consumer economy. The real lesson here isn't about war. It's about concentration risk. When one warehouse, one supplier, or one platform is your entire backbone, you've built a single point of failure. Resilient businesses map their dependencies and build redundancy before a crisis forces the issue. Third, the Trump administration is reportedly greenlighting Saudi Arabia to enrich uranium without standard international safeguards. When governance frameworks get bypassed at civilizational scale, the consequences are unverifiable and potentially irreversible. For entrepreneurs, the parallel is clear. Skipping oversight frameworks doesn't eliminate risk. It just makes it invisible until it explodes. THE takeaway. Here's your one action item. Before your next product launch, supplier agreement, or partnership deal, pull up your current compliance checklist. And if you don't have one, that is your answer. Skip's whole mission is helping people build businesses that last. You can't create real financial freedom on a foundation that hasn't been stress tested. Start the checklist today. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz, and if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.